Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you often wondered if we're overprescribing antibiotics, if your pediatrician is, or if you're one of those parents that asks for them all the time, ear infection, regardless it's a cold virus, you're still asking for them? Well, you may want to think twice, because some of the diarrhea illnesses can be linked to these uses of antibiotics. My guest is Dr. Cliff McDonald. He's a medical epidemiologist at the CDC. Welcome to the show, Dr. McDonald. Tell us about C. difficile. What are we seeing, and how is it linked to our use of antibiotics?
Sure, Mary, thanks so much for having me. Clostridium difficile is the name of an organism often called C. diff for short. It's a bacterium that often colonizes very young children as infants in the first year of life. It doesn't cause disease in those infants normally, but then causes an infection known as colitis, or inflammation of the colon, in people as they grow older. And they didn't really think about it much in children, but now are realizing that Clostridium difficile has always been a cause of what we call antibiotic-associated diarrhea, especially in hospitals. It seems that Clostridium difficile doesn't cause infection unless the normal healthy bacteria in the lower intestine have been damaged, usually from antibiotics, and then that opens up a niche for Clostridium to take hold. The organism is also troublesome because it forms spores, and those can be more difficult to clean and get off environmental surfaces and things like that. So it's a problem in that account also. As I said, it colonizes very young children in the first year of life, and then during most of childhood and adulthood, it colonizes less than 5% of the population. In fact, even in those, it's probably just passing through. The rest of the time, the way we encounter it is usually from another infected or symptomatic person, especially if we're admitted to a hospital, or in older persons where the disease is even much more common in a nursing home. What this report is showing us, though, is that there's more disease in children than maybe we realized. We look at it and come up with an estimate of the burden, and it's about 17,000 children that are getting this infection each year. We show that 71% of these cases identified in children between the ages of 1 and 17 years were what we call community-associated. Now, in adults, it's just the opposite. 75% or 73% or thereabouts, or two-thirds at least, are associated with hospitals, and only one-third are out in the community. So it's just the opposite here, that a lot of these infections are out in the community. But as you alluded to, it's usually because these children have gotten antibiotics. In fact, 73% were prescribed antibiotics in the 12 weeks before they got ill. I haven't really talked much about the illness, but it's usually manifests with diarrhea. And it's a diarrhea, you know, that happens a lot on antibiotics, that your child will be placed on antibiotics. They might get a little diarrhea. But some things that distinguish this is it's often much more severe and can sometimes be associated with pain in the stomach and fever. And also, it'll be a diarrhea that'll continue when the antibiotics are stopped. So the good news in all this, though, is that even though there is a lot of this happening, and sometimes these children are ending up in the hospital, we don't think many of them are dying from it, at least. But they are getting hospitalized, and some of them getting quite sick.
Well, Dr. McDonald, I can tell you, as somebody who has experienced C. diff with my mother, and I was nervous at the time around having my little kids around her when she was going through it, it's nasty. And the diarrhea that you described is nastier than anything you see with plain antibiotics. When we are giving our children antibiotics, especially possibly when they're not needed, what are we doing? We're lowering the immune system of our children so that they can't fight off C. diff. If they weren't on antibiotics, would they be able to fight off this infection just a little bit better?
Yeah, specifically these bacteria that are living in our intestines. Maybe you've heard of the term the microbiome. It's these billions of bacteria that live within or on us, especially in the intestines where the community is quite rich. It's sort of like a flora or fauna. And if you wipe out, think about it in your yard or something, if you wipe out all the grass and healthy plants out there, what grows but weeds? And that's really what happens here, that normally the bacteria that are living in our intestines that are quite unique to us in some ways and that really get established in our first year of life, well, they're important for us in many ways. And you alluded to how they, in fact, boost our immune system, and we're learning more and more about that all the time. In this case, we think also that they just crowd out C. difficile in some ways. They do some other things that prevent C. difficile from either colonizing someone or causing infection. So it's really the bacteria that are protecting us.
Well, it is, and you know, there's more and more talk in the media, as you alluded to, Dr. McDonald, about, you know, those good bacteria, that good flora in your intestines that are really, really so important to our immune system. And therein lies the whole advocacy for probiotics and when you're on an antibiotic, you know, using a probiotic. And, you know, I mean, that's a whole nother show. But the take-home message is, would you please tell the listeners about overusing antibiotics for things? You work at the CDC.
Right.
Tell us about this antibiotic situation that we're kind of epidemicking around.
Sure. Yeah, most of the children who received antibiotics in this study were being treated for ear, sinus, or upper respiratory infections. And previous studies have shown that at least 50% of antibiotics prescribed in doctors' offices for children are for respiratory infections, most of which do not require antibiotics. A lot of this is from viruses, and really the old adage from your grandmother to take chicken soup and rest and get plenty of fluids and wait it out, that's the best policy lots of times. And I've even had friends, I can say here, I work at CDC, I'm an expert at this organism, really one of the national or world's experts on this, and it just so happens I've even known personal friends, one friend of a mother of a friend of one of my children, her daughter got antibiotics for something like a sinus or respiratory infection. Sure enough, she got C. difficile and got hospitalized for it. So this is happening, and some of your listeners probably have even had this happen to their own children or children they know. And C. difficile in general, as you know, is common among older people. And it causes at least 250,000 infections in hospitalized patients and 14,000 deaths every year among mostly adults, those deaths at least, thankfully. But children and adults are getting infected, and these rates now are at all-time highs. So this is nothing to mess around with.
It absolutely isn't. And in the last 30 or 40 seconds here, please, Dr. McDonald, your best advice, wrap it up for us about overusing antibiotics, this infection.
Yeah, the best advice is really don't push your physician when he or she believes that you have most likely a virus or your child has a virus and wants to take a wait-and-see approach. If, you know, give nature time to heal and let's not go in and do damage with antibiotics when they're not necessary, because there are real effects. We've heard about resistance for a long time. This is not just antibiotic resistance that'll affect someone out there in the days to come, or years, or generations to come. This is something that's going to possibly affect your own child, and so it's a good reason not to push when antibiotics are not needed.
So true, Dr. Cliff McDonald, medical epidemiologist at the CDC, stating right here, as the expert he is, that we should not push our pediatricians to overuse antibiotics. If it's a virus or a cold, you just kind of have to watch and wait. You know, certain infections, yes, but for the most part, trust your pediatricians, because that's the new line of thinking, is really the watch and wait method. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.